Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories at Tell Us Something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The community comes together for a night of true personal stories, shared live, focused on theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? People often ask me how to sign up to tell a story at Tell Us Something. Go to tellussomething.org and click Tell a Story to see the themes for 2017. Click the link for the theme that resonates with you. A new page opens. Complete the form there. Then call 406-203-4683 to pitch your story. This episode of the Tell Something podcast was recorded in front of a live audience on June 20th, 2017 at the Wilma in Missoula, Montana. 9 storytellers shared their story based on the theme, On the Road. This edition of the Tell Something podcast comes to us from Alex Miller and is titled Mother-Son Bonding, A Cautionary Tale. Thanks for listening.
During the spring break of 2014, I am 9 years old. We are in Bend, Oregon. My mom has the oh-so-brilliant idea of going on a mother-son bonding bike ride. Okay. So we load up our bikes, and we head off to Bend. And we don't do the bike ride the day we arrive. We do it a few days later, and before we start, Mom decides to sleep in for a bike ride. So she finally wakes up. We have breakfast and lunch, and we head out. We stop at REI to purchase a headlight for her bicycle. So we get that mounted and purchased, and we head off. Where this ride starts, it's a restaurant with 2 parking lots on both sides of the building. We park in one of these parking lots, of course, and get our bikes and our map of where we're going on her phone, as well as this Pacer app telling us how fast we're going and how long it will take us. And we head off, and it's a nice day. We're riding through this park. There's people playing, folks having picnics. It's a beautiful day. And then we encounter a hill. And this is my first bike with a gear shift, so I have no idea what I'm doing. So I'm trying to gear shift, not knowing I'm supposed to pedal while doing so, while at the same time my mom is yelling at me, and I'm getting frustrated and upset, because generally when you're 9 years old and your parent starts yelling at you, it's because you're in trouble. So I think I'm in trouble. We eventually get it sorted out. I eventually just get off my bike and decide to walk it up the hill. And we anticipate that with all hills, you go up, you go back down on the other side. We don't. It's flat at the top. Great. So after several miles riding, we eventually find a gas station, and we stop, get hot chocolate, snacks, go to the bathroom, and we keep going. It starts to rain. Not pouring rain, just a gentle mist. And it's at this point, my mom is thinking to herself that she should call her friend, who we're meeting the next day, for lunch. She doesn't, because she's an optimist and doesn't want to quit. So we keep going. We eventually arrive in Bend, Oregon, after several hours of pedaling and pedaling. We arrive just as the streetlights are coming on. The headlamp, or the headlight we purchased for her bike is dead. Her phone is dead because we had the apps running. She luckily had the mindset to print this map so we know where we're going. The street lights are coming on. Her phone is dead. Her lamp is dead. So we're like, okay. We arrive at the restaurant where we started almost 7 hours ago. And we go into the parking lot and the car's gone. So mom is in a panic thinking, oh my God, was the car stolen? Was it towed? Because it was one of those pay to park places. She can't get a call out to anyone with a dead phone. So she's thinking, okay, maybe we can pedal around, find a restaurant, a bar, with someone who has a 30-pin charger for her iPhone 6 or 4S. And before this plan comes to fruition, I remember that there were two parking lots. So my mom's like, oh my God, you're so right. So we ride around the restaurant and the car is there, thank God. She is amazed she did not get a ticket. So we load up in near silence, wet, from a combination of rainwater and sweat, hungry, and cold. So we load up, have the heater and the heated seats on because I rode shotgun. We arrive back at my great-grandma's house, which is where we were staying. She's mad because we didn't tell her where we were going or when we were going to be back. So she was about to call search and rescue after us. So we have a dinner, this reheated dinner, which is probably one of the best meals I will ever have. Because this may come as a shock, Clif Bars and applesauce, those are not meals. Those are snacks. And we go to bed. And this bike ride is over. We now use this to compare any sucky experience we have. At least it's not a 30-mile bike ride, right? Thank you.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Miller is a 12-year-old human from the sunny, exotic paradise of Lolo, Montana. He has two eyes, two ears, a nose, a mouth, two arms, and two legs. He is the perfect specimen of Star Wars nerddom. In his spare time, he likes to play video games and read novels. One day, in a galaxy far, far away, he will probably go to college and study something geeky. May the Force be with you. Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years. The Top Hat also offers a unique dining experience centered on local house-made ingredients. Dining made different. TopHatLounge.com. The Wilma. A locally owned and independently operated venue, the Wilma has anchored the Missoula cultural and entertainment scene for almost 100 years. Constructed in 1921 as a vaudeville house, the Wilma was utilized as a movie house for the majority of its history. In the 1980s, the Wilma began to once again host live entertainment. Now, the Wilma is a state-of-the-art live music facility within a spectacular historic building and has become a destination for nationally touring musicians. Wilma.com. CabinetParts.com, the number one source for cabinet hardware since 1997. Anyone searching for the best kitchen cabinet hardware at a great price needs to go to CabinetParts.com. CabinetParts.com, in business since 1997, combines knowledgeable hardware specialists with the best online shopping experience nationwide. With fast and easy ordering, free hinge matching service and same-day shipping, CabinetParts.com is the direct source for all of your cabinet hardware needs. The bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. The Good Food Store, supporting Western Montana farmers and ranchers for almost 50 years, the Good Food Store supports the local folks creating their own beer, salsa, baked goods, ice cream, and more. The Good Food Store is a passionate supporter of Missoula nonprofits, supporting multiple organizations, events, and fundraisers every year. Learn more at goodfoodstore.com. Missoula Broadcasting Company. Missoula Broadcasting Company is locally owned and operates 4 radio stations. The Trail 103.3, Missoula's quality rock and part of our unique Western Montana community, featuring local DJs who love Missoula and know their music. Jack FM 105.9, playing what they want. You 104.5 FM, your at work listening station, and ESPN 102.9, focusing on city, state, and regional sports, giving exposure and insight to teams and athletes in and around Western Montana. Martin McCain Woodworks and Design. If you're looking for custom modern or mid-century cabinetry and furniture to fit your home, check out Martin's work on Instagram. He's at Martin_McCain_woodworks over there and MartinMcCain79 on Pinterest. You can always friend up with him on Facebook because if he's doing work for you, it's pretty likely you'll become friends. Facebook.com/MartinMcCainWoodworks. Enlighten Lab Float Center. Enlighten Lab Float Center is a spa featuring sensory deprivation or floating as a wellness therapy. Unplug, reset, and recharge in their state-of-the-art float tanks. Learn more at EnlightenLab.com. That's EnlightenLab.com. Gecko Designs. Gecko Designs is a great little design shop specializing in responsive results-driven web design and are a proud supporter of the arts, hosting First Fridays every month and making sure that the artists receive the full sale amount when they successfully sell a piece of art. GeckoDesigns.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. If you're interested in sponsoring Tell Us Something, email me at mark@tellussomething.org. That's mark@tellussomething.org. Podcast production by me, Mark Moss. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and most especially to the storytellers, Kim Maynard, Alex Sackerson, Steve Gonzalez, Alex Miller, Jason Weiner, Pat Abbey, Kathy Witkowski, Hilly McCann, and Svein Newman. For the most up-to-date information about Tell Us Something and upcoming events, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and subscribe to the podcast. Tell Us Something now also has a YouTube channel. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/tellussomething.